It was 3 before we were allowed to see Lula. She hadn't regained consciousness and was in ICU. Our visit was restricted to 10 minutes each. I squeezed her hand and promised her she'd be okay. When my time was up, I told Jackie I had an appointment I needed to keep. She said she was staying until Lula opened her eyes. I got to Sonny's a half hour before Gazara. I paid my fee, bought a box of shells, and went back to the range. I shot a few with the hammer pulled back, and then settled in for serious practice. I envisioned Ramirez in front of the target. I aimed for his heart, his balls, his nose. Gazara came on the range at 4:30. He dropped a new box of shells on my loading table and took the booth next to me. By the time I was done with both boxes, I was pleasantly relaxed and feeling comfortable with my gun. I loaded 5 rounds and slid the gun back into my bag. I tapped Gazara on the shoulder and motioned that I was done. He holstered his Glock and followed me out. We waited until we were in the parking lot to talk. "I heard the call come in," he said. "Sorry I couldn't get to you. I was in the middle of something. I saw Dorsey at the station. He said you were cool. Said you switched on the recorder when Ramirez came on the line. You should have seen me 5 minutes before. I couldn't remember 911. I don't suppose you'd consider taking a vacation. It's crossed my mind. You got your gun in your pocketbook? Hell no, that would be breaking the law." Gazara sighed. "Just don't let anyone see it, okay? And call me if you get spooked. You're welcome to stay with Shirley and me for as long as you want." "I appreciate it. I checked on the plate number you gave me. The plates belong to a vehicle seized for a parking violation, impounded, and never retrieved. I saw Morelli driving said vehicle. He probably borrowed it." We both smiled at the thought of Morelli driving a vehicle stolen from the impound yard. "What about Carmen Sanchez? Does she have a car?" Gazara dug a piece of paper out of his pocket. "This is the make and her license number. It hasn't been impounded. You want me to follow you home? Make sure your apartment's safe?" "Not necessary. Half the building's population is probably still camped out in my hall."